up in Denver. Because when you hear that music, this is your host Tom Edison, and this is Connect the Dots radio show on the BBS Internet Radio Network. I like to call it Radio Free America because we can speak freely what we want to speak about without any fear of repercussions. Yeah, the truth is spoken on this show and many others. If you just got done listening to the prior show with James, I listened to some of it, and his description of an Andromedan spacecraft was impressive. Big, lit up, wow. I bet we all can't wait till these craft finally show themselves and land on our world. You know, the intricacies of the battle of light versus darkness is playing itself out, and the final remnants of blockages and bad frequencies are in the process of being removed by the Galactic Confederation. And there are so many federations out there now. There's apparently two Galactic Federations. Start looking up at these videos on the internet and you'll see they got over 200 Ashtar, Commander Ashtar videos, but I've been following them for quite a while now, and apparently there's at the beginning of every month they try to get you to they use a fear tactic that they're going to be sending out a frequency and you're not going to be able to hear it or detect it unless you spend the $32 to buy their immediate PDF download that's going to tell you what to do for the next 21 days. And that's theirs. Why are you going to try to do this without the mat? Boy, I mean, I don't think these Galactic Command videos, I mean, the Galactic Federation Ashtar Command videos, if they were really on the up and up, they wouldn't be charging any money. Because a lot of people are not going to want to pay for something that you download. If they had the book out in every bookstore, well, we could just go in and buy it, you know? But they don't want us to put out personal information, you know? And some people have no qualms with that, but then others do, you know? Every time you go on the internet and use your credit card, you know, you're playing with fire to some extent. So why would you want to have people taking that stance? If you really wanted to just give us the message in turn, tell us how to listen, to tune into the channel that you're going to put the frequency out in, you don't have to play games with that. You can just do it and explain it for free, the whole deal. And that's one of the Galactic Federations, you know. Supposedly, this is a information given to humanity by Commander Ashtar himself. Now, the other Galactic Confederation mentions Ashtar also, and the Galactic Confederation talks about Commander Ashtar. And then we have Christus Avatar out there. I watched a little hit stuff tonight, and he's been sold hook and sinker on Ariana Dean's Voyager books 1 and 2. And he's out there every day doing his spiel. And her books say everything negative about everything everybody else is saying about. So will the real soothsayer come forward? And let me tell you, this is very interesting stuff. The more you listen to something, the more you listen to people, the more you listen to videos by either one of these groups. And unfortunately, the Galactic Confederation doesn't have any videos out there. But let me just give you an idea of what's going on here. The you watch something long enough, and all of a sudden you come across something like, wait a second, now you're contradicting yourself here. The latest was early this afternoon. I happened to watch, you know, you watch one of these things and you're on the internet, the machines get printed up all the other ones. So they're there. And, you know, sometimes you just, let me see what the Ashtar command, Commander Ashtar has to say now. So he's talking about in this video, and these videos have only actually been focusing on being put out there in great amounts for the last, I don't know, since the beginning of the year. But in this video, it kind of told you that the video was put together back in 2024 when there wasn't there many out there, any. And they have a narrator who says, never one of the videos, he says, I had to think about this information before I decided I was going to put it down here. And they give you this computer-generated look at this. Young guy with long blonde hair, obviously supposed to be Commander Ashtar. Sometimes he has other AI-generated women behind him or something like that. And all of a sudden in the video, they're talking about, well, at midnight tonight, and here in New York like I am, it's midnight already, a couple of minutes after, but at midnight tonight, there's going to be a message put out there, and you don't want to miss this message because it only comes by every 22 years. Then they say the last time the message came through was in 2002. Well, 22 years from 2002 is 2024, which is telling us this is supposed to be a new message too. It's telling us that this was put together 2 years ago. And was another contradiction in the same message. Like all the other messages, before you go, download the thing in the first comment below so you can get the map how to live your life the next 21 days, and you'll know exactly what you're going to do when you wake up in the morning, as if I don't already. But they want you to follow this protocol. First, you got to pay $32 to get it. And every new message comes out. It's always within a 20-minute message, 25-minute message. It always includes, be sure to download the instant PDF at the bottom. And when you try to do that, it comes up with the money and that you got to pay first or you're not going to get it. Which I don't think is right. If you really wanted to get more people in on how to tune into the messages and all that stuff, you'd do it for nothing. And, come on, you're the guy in spaceship, galactic commander of a whole fleet. You're going to tell me you don't have the stuff all in front of you to put the videos out and give us all the information for free. So they're talking about, again, you got to download this 21-day map of how to prepare to make sure you don't miss the message that we're sending, because it's just like tuning in into a radio station. They explain it well. If you're not tuned in to the station, all the stations are broadcasting at the same time, you're not going to get the message because you're not tuned into it. And you're not going to be tuned into it unless you download this PDF for $32 Sometimes they have a discount. You can get it for $26 or something like that. Pleiadian messages use the same kind of nonsense thing. You get the 9 steps from the Pleiadian. Same price, basically, $22 or $26. You know, and so anyhow, you got to. They keep saying you got to have this map. And you'll know what to do every day for the next 21 days. And you only have to do 5 things, each one less than 10 minutes. Okay, they already said it's halfway in the video. And then maybe right near the end of the video, all of a sudden there's a contradiction. Tonight before midnight, you need to go out there with your bare feet on the earth and stand there for 20 minutes. Whoa, wait a second. First you tell us everything that we're going to have to do is less than 10 minutes, and then at the end of the video, you're telling us before midnight you have to go out there and stand barefoot on sand, rock, grass, whatever, for 20 minutes. So in this last S-Star Command video, you got 2 big contradictions there. You know? What does that tell me? No, you guys are not the true people. You're the helpless. You're con artists looking to make money off of it. And then we got the other Galactic Federation woman this time, Aurora Ray. She claims to be the chosen representative of the Galactic Federation to talk to humanity. And no sooner than I started following her and start following people, the messages keep coming up. Oh, yeah, I gave her my email, and every couple of days there's more con jobs things. And if you want to not miss out on this, you got to pay $90, you got to pay $25, and everything. And so I've been getting those emails. And they have usually a five minute video instead of a 20 minute video, which each one of these messages about, well, you got to do this and you don't want to miss this. And then it's a 5 minute video to watch, which is telling you the same stuff. We're the Galactic Federation. We're here to help you, blah, blah, blah. So the woman started off 2 years ago as the representative of the Galactic Federation. And I just happened to look at a recent email. I just look at them quickly to see what they're selling and stuff from already of the Galactic Federation. And now, 2 years later, she's calling herself Commander Aurora Ray. Well, no, that's and sounds just like Ashtar Commander Ashtar. Both of them claiming to be representatives of the Galactic Federation, not the Galactic Confederation. So, and some interesting things that Aurora Red is trying to tell us. Well, according to her information, important date is August 8th, you know, Lion's Gate. Going to happen on August 8th, opening up, I guess, a portal, a Lionsgate portal or something. And then on August 12th, there's going to be a solar eclipse. Oh, and by the way, the full moon was back on Wednesday on July 29th. Too late for that. And while we're talking about dates, Mark, yeah, I'm saying this. My next show will be August 15th. Anyhow, that's what's being revealed on recently. And also, I might want to mention, you know, talk about conning people and false information being put out there. I've mentioned before on other shows the MedBay. Yeah, dangling that in front of our eyes. Yeah, we want to go in the med bed and become young like the people on the secret space program. So supposedly get access to it and get 20 years off their life for signing up for 20 years. And they were advertising back on November 22nd in last year that you can schedule a visit to the med bay. I didn't bother to follow that up, but it's what they were promoting back in November. And these are very, you know, questionable things. And you got to discern, like, you know, do I want to waste my money? I mean, if you guys are for real, why do you want to charge us money for things and telling us we're going to miss out unless we find out how, what to tune into? And so this whole thing about it's going to happen at midnight, and you got to do what they tell you to do if you download that PDF or whatever, and you got till 4:17 a.m. to do it. Otherwise, you're going to miss out. The old fear tactic, if you don't do it with a certain small timeline, you're going to lose out. And last month they were dangling that it's going to be the biggest ascension of people ever on from planet Earth, and it's going to happen, but you got to pick up the message, and otherwise you're going to miss out, you know. And they use keywords like integrating, receiving. The gap between knowing and receiving is a big gap, apparently. You can know about it. Well, it's happening right now, I guess, if you're on the East Coast. I don't particularly hear anything. And every one of these things, like I said, there's about 200 of these things they talk about. You didn't happen to watch this video by chance. You were chosen to watch this video. You were given the message to tune it in. You had ringing in your ears. You wake up in the middle of the night. And they keep talking every month. They keep talking the same thing. And they make it like, it's got to happen now. You got to download the stuff now. Next month, the same old song and dance again. But this morning, I picked up like two big mistakes in contradictions in their latest video. So, oh boy. Tosh, you know, what can we say? You know, what else can we do? There's all kinds of information floating out there. But these are things that you need to be considering, because the information is coming from many sources that things are happening, and we should be paying attention to all the different sources that are saying all the different things. If you ever watch Chris's Avatar, according to his source, Ashley Onadini, who wrote the two Voyager books, everybody is fake. Archangel Michael is fake. Choke is fake. You name it, the federations are fake, but they don't even, she doesn't even worry about the Confederation, nor are they worth, any of them aware about the fifth apocryphal revelation that explains a lot of things about how the universe is. You know, we're living in a very complicated system. You know, everything we say, do, and think is basically being videotaped. Kept on file by some higher type of electronic gathering of information. And so the more involved we get, the more careful we have to be of what we say, think, and do, because the universe listens and then responds into what you've been desiring. And in a good way, dreams do come true. And what the heart is full of, the mouth runneth over, as they say. And so some of these groups are talking about emeralds emerald light, emerald frequencies. We're all talking about frequencies. And the basic message is you need to own your frequency. Every human being has a specific frequency. And you have to own your frequency, and you have to be forceful in talking about that. Don't let the manipulators hold you back from owning your frequency. You have to declare your sovereignty. These are important points. And we need to talk about it. We need to tell others about it, because you're not going to hear it on the Voodoo TV. In case you didn't know, hey, this is Connect the Dots radio show, and it's a call-in radio show. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, you can dial 888-627-6008. If you're in some other part of the world, you have to dial the code to get to America, followed by 323-744-4831. And what that code from where you're at to get to America, well, you have to look that up yourself, because I'm not going to give up every access code from every country in the world. But possible, you can call in from any part of the world if you're listening to the show. But, you know, it's easy in the United States, 888-627-6008. It's somewhere in the world, other place in the world, outside of the U.S. and Canada, you got to be able to, the pre-code to get to America, and followed by 323-744-4831. Wow. You know, we're in the photon belt. Did you know that? Well, that information was coming out back in the last century from the Pleiadians, and the Pleiadians have all kinds of things they've given humanity to help us out. There's all kinds of things you want to be helped out, interact with the benevolent ETs that are all hanging out in our solar system now. They claim to have billions of spacecraft. Not millions, billions. That's a lot of spacecraft. Why hasn't NASA been able to photograph anything? Because it's a phony organization. Trying to pacify the people with a flyby around the back of the moon. Ha, ha, ha. Meanwhile, people are interacting with ETs in their dreams, and some of them had the privilege of going aboard the spacecraft. I believe the gentleman has the show before me, James Gillian. I believe he's talked many times about how he's been aboard the spacecraft. He had the SETI ranch that you can go visit, actually, out there, and they are not far from the mountain where they filmed the door open on top of the mountain, and there's unusual spacecraft coming in and out of the top of the mountain all the time. And so things are, you know, they're happening, and we're getting closer. More UFOs are flashing themselves in the sky so more people can see. But they ought to step up the pace here. Just come down and get the, you know, they claim they're going to remove all the bad guys in 15 minutes. Well, you know, I have to complain about this every time I bring it up. Come on. You know, meanwhile, you're crying the blues to Scott Cobra, who represents the Galactic Confederation. He's willing to admit they can come down and clean house in 15 minutes, round up all the bad guys, but at the same time, they're worried about the bad guys using their weapons to kill a lot of people if they do that. Well, how many people can they kill in 15 minutes? And, you know, what about all the so-called proof we were given that they can control nuclear weapons from being launched? Well, I mean, you know, and not to mention, I don't go with the information that back in 1996 and 97, the information was floating around that they were ready to do this back then. And that what there had been enough things, whatever, worked out that they would be able to do this landing and get rid of the bad guys back in 1997 or even before that. And the Confederation of Three Planets and the Angelic Rain had all confirmed that on September 23rd, 1996, World Meditation, the shift needed for mass landings would become a reality, and angels would be put in charge. Well, that was quite some time ago, and here they've been dragging out the battle, you know, with the dark forces, and just moving too slowly. And I don't buy that, you know, I don't like that. And they have no interest in speeding things up. The, what can I say? Here's a, this is an educational show, and you're in for a treat. As of last week, too, if you hang out to the last 8 minutes of the show, you're going to hear a fantastic song about my show here, created by AI. They got singers in it, they got music parts, and no real people. It's all done by artificial intelligence. They don't have human voices. And you'll be in for a big treat if you stay around until that point in time, to about 8 minutes to the end of the hour. That's when I'll do the countdown, and followed by my trumpet song, you know. Rule the world by trumping. Can you believe it? Well, listen to the song. You might want to start to believe it. The so right now, one of the things that the Galactic Confederation is still harping about, and you can find this out by going to the portal. The is that this thing called the anomaly called the Lurker is still hanging out in our atmosphere with negative energy that still can affect people to some extent. But as I've mentioned before in other shows, information has been revealed to us that we can remove any anomaly of Lurker still mingled in with our own personal frequencies. And every time one person clears themselves of a Lurker anomaly, it strengthens the collective consciousness of humanity, which brings more light into our world. And if you believe there might be some negative influences still mingling with your loving frequencies, you can say out loud 3 times, you can do this tonight, you can do it tomorrow morning, whatever you feel like it. But this is what you would say 3 times out loud alone. You would say, command clear space. Command clear space. Command clear space. And you will be assisted by the good, loving galactic beings to remove any lover that might be mingled with your own frequency. And that will make you a pure person. And that's an important point. And that's the one of the things, the more of us that do that and discard any mingling of remaining local frequency with our own frequency, the sooner we'll get the event to happen. I talked about it before, the event, you know, the recalibration of the frequencies, you know, the metamorphosis of the carbon-based flesh and blood body into a diamond silicon-based body of liquid light. Sounds good, right? Yeah, I want to be made of liquid light. A much better, more durable, longer-lasting body. We can think of it as an eternal body. And, of course, there's so much information regarding all of this. And it's very unfortunate that, you know, we're all still being manipulated by the fake news, the fake TV voodoo chatter, and not a mention of anything that I'm talking about is ever mentioned out there. You know, that's sad, because all the broadcasting networks are owned by the dark side, and they will not allow the dark side, the dark side networks, to inform you of things that are happening behind the scenes right now. You have to get that information from places like this radio show or many other BBS radio shows. And some information is out there on Twitter, too. I find a lot of good information out there. I mean, if you want great philosophical knowledge passed on from angelic realms, passed on from good-hearted Pleiadians, good-hearted Arcturians, good-hearted Syrians, you know, all these groups, they have their small enclave of bad players also. So you have to be aware of that. But when a message is, the truth is spoken, it rings true, and that's where you use your intuition. But there's, you really want to get informed about what's going on behind the scenes, because then you can become part of it. And all of us who become part of what's going on, aligning yourself with what's called the light in service to the true creator of all there is, the more of us that become aligned with the light will help bring victory of the light, happen sooner, and bring on the event sooner. Now, the Confederation has said many times that they don't intend to come here and clear out the bad guys in 15 minutes until after the event. So, unfortunately, they're a little thick-headed with that, and they're probably not going to show up before the event. So, when I spoke with Cobra, I tried to, personally, I tried to convince him, like, hey, you know, make some attempts to bring it happen sooner. And, you know, he didn't have a year. He did say, I'll ask if they're willing to talk to you, because he's the only go-between. The official Galactic Confederation and the human race. And a couple of days later, he emails back. The answer is no. So there we have a bunch of scaredy cat, you know, not that saying that it's going to change their mind. Galactic Confederation people, they don't understand that there are certain things that you are minimal risk, and you can do a lot more than just following this game plan that you're not going to land until after the event, because it's, you don't understand, by slowing things down, letting the dark side get their way more and more with this, continuously giving us more misinformation, you're slowing down the procedure. You think that you have the only way of bringing it about, and by playing it safe. You know, it's good to play things safe, but at the same time, You have lacked the gumption and the fortitude that we, the human race, are not afraid to take a little chance. And if you do it carefully, nothing will be unhappy. You cover all your bases, as the saying goes. And from what I've learned over the years about what you guys are capable of doing, you know, you stop nuclear weapons from being fired. You started countdowns at nuclear weapon sites and scared the people because they didn't know how to shut it down when you started it, and then you just shut it down at the last minute. So, you know, I've heard these stories, not only from the U.S., but from the Russians, too. They have admitted that some superior force took control of their sophisticated nuclear weapons and were ready to start World War III. But it was stopped by a superior race. So unless those stories are all lies, why can't you do it right now? You should be able, you know, if that was you guys doing it, maybe it wasn't. Why can't you do it now? You know? Actually, very few other things are going to kill massive amounts of people. And I heard the ridiculous statement being made that the bad guys will destroy the whole human race. Get real. You know? That is like, what are we supposed to listen to that crap? We don't take no for an answer, pal. Don't you understand that? In fact, what I'm talking about, I'm kind of like arguing with the Galactic Confederation, if they're listening, probably not, though. But you'll be interesting. It's an interesting line that comes in at the end of the show in the AI song about my show. There's a line sung that I argue with the aliens. Hey, I do. To a point, but hey, you know, I'm not afraid to ask for things. You know, that's that's good information out there. One of the greatest revealers of truth. It's one of his greatest teachings. Ask and you shall receive. Well, I've been asking, and I'm still asking. You know, for you to make the schedule go a little faster. Don't tell us about how difficult it is to remove and entangle local anomaly with the human beings. You don't really have to do that, you know? You really don't. All you have to do is have all the bases covered and then make the first move and clear the house in 15 minutes. You guys can do that. But I might say you might want to consult someone like myself, who knows a lot about the dark side and what they're liable to come up with beyond what you know. Oh, yeah. And there's plenty of things that us humans who've been living lives here know that you people that have been living out in spacecraft don't know.
Sure.
You know millions of things we don't know. But it's the same turn the table around. We know certain things that you don't know. And, but you don't, you're not willing to compromise. You're unresponsive. That's a bad trait, you know. What are you going to do if you clean the house and then decide you're going to set up a temporary government? Are you going to be able to fulfill our desires and honor our requests when we start making them? You know? I don't think you have that well planned out. You're going to need the assistance of intelligent human beings at the physical level to guide you at that point. But you've shown unresponsiveness. You think that we don't know what to do. Sure, you know a lot of things that we would never have figured out or never even thought about. But maybe if you combine your knowledge with our knowledge, you can see that you can jump ahead a little here, you know? If you know anything about playing the game of chess, there's something that I coined a phrase a long time ago. It's called earthly living chess. You know, if you're familiar with the classic board of chess, you know, you got 64 squares. The white faces versus the black faces. Light versus darkness. Okay? And not only does the just word represent DNA words, of which 6 combined, 6 times 64, that gives you a number of possibilities with using DNA to fabricate things on Earth. And that information was out in 1973. Yeah, back that far. Why isn't it being taught in school? Why isn't futuristic science being taught in universities? In fact, so anyhow, what I call earthly living chess is that when we're dealing with life, reality, interactions, the universe responding to our thoughts and actions, in earthly living chess, we don't have to confine ourselves to a board of only 64 squares. We can extend any area of the playing field in any direction to infinity if we want, because all things are possible. And once you expand your thinking that far and understand that you can easily outwit the dark side by just expanding the board, they won't know what to do because they're playing by rules too. But we'll just change the rules and they won't know what to do. Did you ever think of that? No, you didn't. Because you're overly logical and you know, necessity is the mother of invention. You've been living in the paradise realms where you don't, you're not plagued with all the crap that's thrown us every day here on Earth by the dark sides, the killer frequencies, the pollution, the air, the global, intentional global warming. That's another thing that I wanted to bring up. You know, so I just explained to you how you can move everything along, but if you're not willing to talk to me and have me explain it to you, even though I just did, basically, but maybe you need the details and you don't know how to think of original thoughts on your own. You only know how to make use of what you learn beforehand. Well, there's those of us here on Earth, we have great imaginations and we can create new ways of doing things instantaneously. Did you ever think about doing that? Doesn't matter. Apparently you guys don't know how to do it, but people like me do. And that's why we're willing to argue with you a little and telling you, you know, we're tired of your way of doing things because you're taking too damn long. I know you want to be safe about things, but, you know, you're making us sick by this eternal waiting. You know, those of us who are on the world now and have learned the ins and outs, we're going to be dead at the rate you're going, and we're going to miss out on the event because we have these fragile carbon-based flesh and blood bodies, and those of us that are not young chickens anymore, our bodies are starting to wear out, and we've been dragging this thing out with. If we go back to 1996, 97, man, that's like 30 years almost this thing has been dragged out. And sure, we've heard all the excuses, Archon, and all that. And then there was a new schedule for 2012. And there was more excuses followed by more evil coming in. And more excuses and more taking forever to do things. And we're all tired of it. And speak about global warming. I do watch the Boot Tube now and then. They have these things on. Some of them are about nature. Some of them are good points. And nobody's skin pops out about global warming. Yet nobody who wants to talk about the climate change ever connects the dots with the chemtrails and how that affects global warming. And the harp frequencies being broadcasted into the ionosphere, creating temperatures of 1500 degrees. Well, if that isn't going to heat the Earth, I don't know what the hell is. And then you got them spraying the chemtrails with the aluminum dust and all the other crap that reflects the heat back to the Earth. Well, those two things alone are big factors with global warming, you know? Why aren't you concluding that? Why don't you ever talk about that? Because you won't get on TV, right? Because DarkSide controls all the networks, and if you mention chemtrails or heart frequencies, they'll make sure that program never gets aired. Yeah, we can understand that. But there's ways to get around that. It's been done before, it can be done again. You know? The old statement, put on your thinking caps. Well, you know, but wake up first. Climate change, global warming, this is being done against us on purpose by the dark side that hates the human race. That the dark side and their pawns and puppets are all ruled by negative eating races. A whole bunch of them, not just one negative eating race, just several of them. And they've been around for a long time, and they're always blind for control of this part of Earth, control of that part of Earth. And they're the ones who concocted all these evil plans, poison the food, poison the water, poison the skies, and heat up the skies and create global warming, which creates all kinds of plant problems by changing the ecosystems and changing the whole planet. They call it terraforming. Yeah. They made science fiction movies about that. Other races that came here, and they wanted to heat up the world because they like hot temperatures. And so, I mean, we got to start talking the truth here, and we got to start making this truth public. I'm doing it here on my radio show, but we need to stop allowing the dark forces to control every aspect of our life, which they do to a great extent. Most of humanity is still controlled by the dark forces. More of us are becoming enlightened, and but it's happening too slowly. And we want the benevolent entities to land, show their faces, and bring all the goodies that they've been promising us and teasing us with. We want the med beds now, you know? We want the free energy now. We want the diamond-like bodies now. We're tired of hearing your excuses. You're not going to come down and meet with us and take care of the dark side until after the event. But like I said before, you guys, your actions, your slow responsiveness, you guys have all the time in the world, but us beings that are getting old in here and losing our health, you know, a lot of us are not going to make it to see the event. And that's going to be on your whole life. What do you care, you know? Sure, you know that when we die, if we don't make it to the event, sure, we'll wake up in a heavenly realm and our life will be renewed. Hey, listen. I hope I've woken a few people up. It was calling radio show, but apparently nobody has anything to say. It's okay. That's why I can keep on talking. Because I've got plenty to say. And I hope I inspire other people to wake up and start speaking, you know? And what's with these universities? I've contacted three or four already. And I told them, you know, I'd like to introduce them to how they can start teaching metaphysics in regular universities. I can't even find out whom I'm supposed to talk to. You can't even meet with these people anymore. Colleges used to be open places. Now they're like closed military camps, you know, and you can't talk to people. They want you to email them, and this is an unusual topic I'm trying to propose here, you know? And I'm getting nowhere fast with that one, but I'm not giving up. Anyhow, as I said before, my next show will be on August 15th. And get ready, because here comes the end of my show every 2 weeks now. I only do a show every 2 weeks, but at the end of it, you got an AI song. I think it's terrific. Song about my show, followed by it. I wrote a song about Trumping it, you know? You get the word Trump and Trump everything and change the world for the better. Okay, Mr. Andrew, I'm going to give you the countdown and then play the 8 minutes of music to follow. First one, artificial intelligence wrote it and performed it. It's awesome. Here we go. Here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
There's a light in the attic. A knock in the stars, a question in the crystal, and a signal from Mars. Turn the dial past normal, past the news, past the noise. Tom Edison is laughing. Humanity, use your voice.
See, the moon forgot its shoes. A saucer parked on Broadway just to hear the cosmic news. Conspiracies are tap dancing, dimensions overlap. Tom's got a constellation and a pushpin on the map. He's tracing ancient histories through politics and time, putting strings beside impossible and making both align. Calling with the questions, bring your courage, bring your doubt. When the dots begin connecting, all the hidden worlds come out.
One dot for the body, one dot for the soul, one dot for the mystery they never told. One dot for the planet, one dot for the stars.
Draw the line together and discover who we are.
Connect the dots.
From the basement to the heavens.
Connect the dots.
Where 11 turns to 7.
Tom Edison is bending every border of the mind, looking for the pattern that the ordinary left behind. Connect the dots.
Let the strange become the center.
Connect the dots.
Every seeker come and enter.
Beyond the beyond, where the wild ideals run. Connect the dots forever till the universe is one.
Yo, candidate, author, recording artist. I'm a man wizard with a plan in the darkness. Ran for president, yeah, more than once. Part solution machine, part cosmic dunce. And he'll laugh at the label, then challenge the frame. Because serious truth can wear a ridiculous name. Lower the cause, raise a thought, let the people participate. Manual labor, new transit, reimagine the state. Education needs builders, young minds in the room. Cut waste, fix systems, let ingenuity bloom. Ease of service is the measure, not the crown or the fame. Serve everyone first, that's the heart of the game.
Well, your mama said stay away from that man on the air. He'll put UFOs in your coffee and stardust in your hair.
But you tuned in late Saturday, and the next thing you knew, you were arguing with an alien about what is really true. He'll take you through the rabbit hole and sell the rabbit a map. Ask the Galactic Federation why they never call back. He's got mystery and mastery, crystals by the phone, and a mind so far outside the box. The box has gone home.
Connect the dots.
From the White House to Orion.
Connect the dots.
Hear the rebel radio lion.
Tom Edison is kicking every doorway in the mind, hunting for the answers that the gatekeepers decline. Connect the dots.
Bring the skeptics and believers.
Connect the dots.
Bring the dreamers and perceivers.
Beyond the beyond, let the cosmic current run. Connect the dots forever. Dimensional reality. Terrestrial absurdity.
Greetings, beings of superior intelligence. Why won't you return my calls?
There's a phantom in the matrix, there's a rumor in the rain, there's a helmet full of signals trying to program every brain. But freedom is a heartbeat and conversation is the key. A caller and a question can rewrite reality. So breathe in wide like slowly, let your inner compass spin. The universe gets
gets interesting the moment you call.
But you won't leave asking why. You'll leave asking 10 more questions. You'll leave laughing at the sun. You'll leave chasing every mystery till a thousand worlds are one.
Connect the dots
for all the curious and clever.
Connect the dots.
Let the broadcast move forever.
Never through the static, forever through the night, forever into madness, forever into light.
Forever with the question, forever having fun.
Connect the dots forever.
The building.
You know, when I say trumpet, I mean trump it. Trump, trump, trump. Trumpet. Trump, trump, trump.
Drum, 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 drum